The frightening, alarming real-life tale show deals with some pretty heavy topics that are related to true crime and supernatural stories. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everybody. We are not gonna keep you waiting. We're chill today. We're taking things different. You know, it's almost down to the final episode of the farts. So, you know, we gotta take it easy. Let's start the show.
This is the Frightening, Alarming, Real Life Tales Show.
The show where we talk about real life scariest stories. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Ninya. Tell me, why do you seem so scared?
909 lying down dead. One third of them were children.
She would swoop down and drain the blood of the infant.
Everyone in London knows that this place is one of the most haunted places.
It's haunted as fuck.
This place is haunted as fuck. God.
So sit back, relax, and try to go crazy with fright.
Hello, 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 and welcome everybody to the Frightening, Alarming Real Life Tales Show. We are nearing the end of season 4. Could you believe it, Nins?
I know, right? For like, I was actually checking the things kanina. What topic, blurry blur. And I'm like, yeah. I see na like, I think, yeah, second to the last na to. I'm like, oh. And then like, mag season 4.
Yeah.
Soon. We'll see. Eh?
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you mean season 4? Season 5? Season 4 na tayo ngayon, Beb.
Time is but an illusion.
We're in season 4 right now.
It's fine.
So how have you found this season so far? Like, what are your thoughts of the season so far?
The season is fun. I enjoy like all our recordings. Kahit sa season 1, I always enjoy recording with you, sitting down with you, guest or not. Like, it's so fun. I always enjoy it.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I mean, for me,
especially na like magchika tayo, yeah. Tapos wala ka choice na ako ang kasama mo.
Like, for me, I've found this season to be quite a nice balance between season 2 and season 3. Because season 2 was like, I think season 2 we let loose. Like,
yeah, I think we did.
We just did everything, and then like our banter lasted for like what, 20 minutes, 30 minutes?
Hours.
Oh, like, damn.
That was, technically, like, and then that's like cut na,
yeah.
For like you guys listening. Like, you know, things are edited. It's like dwindled down to like as much as possible.
Yes.
Because like it's gonna take us forever.
Yeah.
Like, our recordings is like more than an hour.
Yeah, during season 2, we're talking about season 2. Our recordings during season 2 lasted, like, I think one of the longest was 2 hours.
I think so.
And I was able to cut down the banter to like 1 hour or something. Tapos, like, that was just like the whole, that was like the whole episode. Grab it. And then like 30 minutes of whatever. So, yeah, now I feel
do
like it's a perfect balance.
Do you guys want us to do that again?
No, please.
No, we'll ask though. Do you guys, let's do it again?
No, it's a nightmare for me. So, the reason why we changed it for season 3 is because it was a nightmare for me during season 2. Yeah, like, so we kind of like made it more, you know, streamlined. Like,
straight to the point.
Like, straight to the point. I mean, we had banter, but the banter only lasted for like, what, 5
barely.
Minutes? Yeah. And actually, we got an editor during that season. Hi, Wesley. We miss you. We might.
Hi, Wes.
He is available for commissions. So if you would like to have him
true.
If you would like to have your podcast edited by somebody, you let me know. I can get you in touch with Wesley. But definitely, season 3 is the most polished season we've had, and I feel like season 4 is a nice balance because we have the banter that's like perfectly timed. We still have the weird moments, you know, like the off moments. We had one episode where Ninya wasn't even on, like for the first time ever.
For the first time in like ever.
So
I was replaced.
Yeah,
finally.
Finally.
And you had a break from me.
So, yeah, definitely season 4, I feel like we found a perfect balance. Well, after 4 years.
Mm-mm.
Nice.
After 4 years.
Four years. So we actually haven't done this since like what, season two or season one? But we haven't done like an episode since then where we just like catch up. What's new with you? So I'd like to put that here. Yeah, what do you mean?
We do ask like how are you for like it's off the
show.
after the recordings na like we talk about stuff. We talk behind people's backs.
Yeah, we love
love the drama.
What we just talked about earlier, like during off record, off the podcast, like what we talked about, like it would cause a drama within our circles.
Like, it's great.
That's how juicy the talk is. We love the drama. Yeah, we love it. So yeah, speaking of, we're not gonna talk about what we talked about earlier, but what's new with you, Nins? What's been happening?
A lot of crying.
Oh, why?
I'll send help. Because of school. Like, school is, like, great. But, like, I don't understand a lot of stuff. But, like, that's the purpose of going to school. So you understand stuff. But, like, I don't understand stuff.
But what happens when the teacher doesn't explain it properly?
Me and a friend, Kai. Like, there's this guy named Mike. We're friends. And then, like both of us would sit. And then, like, we would hold, like, our hands in our heads. And then we're like, ugh! And then, like, we would shake back and forth. Because we don't understand anything.
You know that emote, not like this?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Like, God.
That's how I imagine you.
Like, you know the meme where the child is crying. And then, like, he's writing. Mm-hmm. And then, she has her hand on, like, her head. Her forehead, and then she's crying and she's writing. That's me and Mike in school. And then we would joke about it all the time, like, oh my god, I understand nothing. How do you code programs? What do I need to draw? Oh my god, deadline is this. We have practical exam that we're still dying to like take because like we don't understand anything. And then like we have midterms coming up soon. We have like events that like, oh, did you draw? I haven't printed any of the stickers yet. I haven't finished posters that I need to finish. And then that's my life. How are you? Hopefully
you're like having fun though. Like I hope like school as stressful as it is, like it's still fun for you because at the end of the day, that's what matters. You know.
I have a deadline this Friday, and then it's vectors. So I don't touch vectors. I don't really like it that much. It's good, but I don't like it that much. Mm-hmm. And then like I started to draw. It was very detailed, which is technically that's not how I'm supposed to do it. Because if the more detailed it is, the more difficult I'm making my life.
Yeah.
And then, but like I like details though. So anyway, so I sent a screenshot to my teacher and I told him, sir, there's something wrong with the file that I have. Is it possible that like I can just do straight up colors and like skip the outline? And he's like, okay. So I'm like, yes. I'm like so happy. Like he's one of like the teachers that's like super chill. I genuinely go to his class late. Kay, like I have a previous class or like medyo late ako mag-wake up. And he's like, okay.
Oh,
he's okay about
why
it.
Why are you like that?
As long as
don't abuse his
class.
Chillness. Damn.
He's never gonna listen to this podcast. It's fine. If he does, though, like at some
please give us a 5-star.
If he does, hi sir.
Hi sir. Please give us a 5-star on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Like the funny thing for me is that like he's going to be my teacher for like other subjects that's mm-hmm. our major in like the next few years. So I'm gonna be like fucked if like he listens to this before I graduate. Like shit.
He should listen to this
fuck.
After you graduate.
After I'm a graduate, so yeah. Like I'm pretty sure like he's a really great teacher though. Like I learn a lot from him, and then like even after classes or whatever, he's very approachable.
Yeah.
So he's one of those teachers that like I know where their office is, and then in their office there's four teachers, and three out of the four teachers I know them in a sense. They were my teachers for like the previous ones, or they're currently my teachers. So what me and a few students do, we would go unannounced and just raid. the office and be like, "Hi, sir. Hi, ma'am. We're here.
Why would you raid the office?
Hello."
Okay.
Because we can.
I see how it
we
is.
We just ask them questions. We just like bother them, basically.
It's kind of like me during high school.
Life.
But anyway.
Yes, of course.
I'm glad that we have a lot in common because with me, I don't go to school.
Are you disturbing people?
Yeah, I don't disturb people anymore. But I used to. I'm not glad anymore. That I'm not the only one. But yeah, like what's new with me is that my bed broke. Beb.
How did you you mentioned a little bit of the record. How did you break your bed?
Okay, so this is
spicy.
Okay, this is kind of it kind of fits in with the podcast because this is kind of horrific cuz for years.
Were you sleeping on it when it broke?
Yes. I was so scared. Oh, I was so scared for my life. I thought I was going to die. So, when I was like asleep, I took a nap and then I woke up and I was like, okay, good morning, sunshine. Good morning, world. And then I felt something weird because it felt like my body was shifting. Went chuk. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then I move and then I fall. Yeah, my bed broke. Like I fell, my mattress like fell down. And I was like, what the fuck? And so like I moved my mattress. Mm-mm. One side of my bed is infested with termites. Infested.
Wait, question. Is it like one of the legs of the bed or is it like the middle section?
It's not
the,
it's
what
I know what you're talking about. It's not the middle. It's not those railings in the middle. It's because the wood that I use for that is really hard wood, so it's hard for the termites to like chew through it. So it takes a while. So actually, those are still good. Mm-mm. The ones that broke were the bed frame, but in a sense, it's the one that was holding up the things in the middle.
Oh, okay.
So that's why it fell. Dang.
So are you gonna get a new bed frame?
I'm still strategizing.
But are you gonna sleep on the floor?
If it takes me a while, a little bit longer to move, because I am planning to move very, very soon. If it's still a little while longer, I am going to buy a loft bed. I've always wanted a loft bed.
At least you have a plan.
Yeah, and then I might buy an air conditioner. I don't know. So that if I get a loft bed in my room, that means I will have more space in my room, and that's what I want.
That's true.
Yeah,
That's true. More space for your stuff on the floor.
Yes, more space for my stuff on the floor. So basically our house has been infested with termites for like months. Like I'm not even kidding. Like it spans years that we've been infested, and only now they're only doing damage now to my bed because I guess they found a way out of, I guess they ran out of wood or something. Like, bruh, like you guys are so greedy. Please, like, pay rent.
I mean, they are termites.
Pay rent. Yeah, pay rent. So
I mean, they should. Yeah, they're like stay there eating your bed.
Yeah, my bed. You know, they should pay me rent. So, what I did was I took out, I think, because they broke through the wall in, on like one side of the room. And then they used my bed to traverse through to the next wall, which is on the other side of my room. So now I know that this part of the room is infested with termites. And I'm just waiting for the day for everything to collapse. It's gonna collapse. Yeah. So
I mean, 100% will collapse.
I hope
that's not gonna be a surprise.
I hope that I've moved by the time it collapses, because I don't think I can handle it.
I hope so. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I don't think I can handle it.
God.
Anyway,
like can you picture now? Like you open the door and everything collapses except for the door handle.
like the door handle is just in your hand, but like the door is like dust na on the floor.
Yeah.
Mood. Like that's what I'm expecting. But hopefully it's not anytime soon. Hopefully I can move out by the time that happens. Anyway.
When like ang ideal na like you're gonna be moving.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying?
Like, when do you expect that, like, you would be leaving?
Either this year or next year.
You should be in... Okay. I don't know kung kaya pa ng kwarto ba.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying.
Anyway, I'm confident it will fit. It will survive.
I don't know.
Today's episode is about haunted places. I talked about that story. I didn't do it on purpose. Like, what? I asked the termites to terrorize my room so I can talk about haunted places. But today's episode is about haunted places. Now, this has been in our rotation in, like, what? Every fart season? Am I right?
Season, yeah.
Yeah, every season we've had haunted
places. I don't know
places.
If, like, we skipped one season, but, like, I think every season we have it.
Yeah, so far in my memory, we've had it every season. And, yeah. I like having it here because there's just so much places that we could talk about. Like, there's a lot of, like, I feel like a haunted place is universal. Like, there's one here in
like,
our
in my
city.
Opinion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In my opinion, like, the entire world is a haunted place.
Yeah.
Like, literally every inch of the world, there's at least one person that died somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's
exactly.
Impossible. Like, even the sea, like,
yeah, that was, the sea is scary.
Somewhere.
The sea is scary.
Yeah. The sea is honestly full of dead bodies. Just saying.
Oh,
but
season...
enjoy swimming. Enjoy beaches.
Here. Season 2... Oh, no. Season 2, we talked about haunted places. Season 3, we also talked about haunted places.
Checking? Yeah.
I'm checking. And then season 4, we're talking about haunted places. All right. So we did talk about haunted places every season. But, you know, like... I like it because, yeah, like, it's universal. It's in the world. Like we will never... It's very hard for us to run out of topics to talk about when it comes to haunted places. So that's why we're doing our customary haunted places episode. Also, just letting you know, Places was, like, our, what, second episode ever?
I think so.
Yeah, I remember.
I
talked about the Diplomat Hotel, and then you talked about your house in the province.
Province, yeah.
Anyway.
We really should go there,
yeah,
though.
We
and
really need
there
to.
One day.
We need to camp there someday.
Schedule
soon. Yeah.
Someday.
Yeah, let's schedule that. All right. When we come back, I will have a story for you. And this story is, it's actually dubbed the most haunted ship in the world.
Wait lang. Ship.
A ship. No.
Oh, with the
S-H-I-P. S-H-I-P. P, not
shit.
T.
Okay.
P.
Shit. Okay.
Shippa.
Okay.
Shippa. Bogo shippa.
Poopies.
Anyway, we'll be right back. The frightening, alarming, real-life tales show firmly sides in evidence-based information, self-fact-checking, and credible news sources. Be vigilant for fake news and disinformation, and always question sources. We want to emphasize learning about the horrors of the past so that we are not doomed to repeat it in the future. We encourage you to exercise your right as a citizen of your country, hold your leaders accountable for injustices that your society faces, and vote for leaders that have a good track record, experience, and advocacies that you believe in. You are never too young to participate in national discourse. Educate yourself on the issues of your country and become a voice in your social circles, art, and activities. Your voice matters because when one person stands, you inspire others to stand up as well. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back.
There's a story for you.
Okay, so statements. Do you know the RMS?
No.
Queen Mary.
Ah, akala ko you were also gonna say like, do you know the Muffin Man? I was gonna say that maybe.
The Muffin Man? The Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man.
Do you know the RMS, sorry, Queen RMF. Mary? S.
Yeah, sorry. I'm having trouble hearing. I'm sorry. I'm old. I'm getting there. We're all getting there. But no, what is Queen Mary? Is it a ship?
Yeah,
based on the RMS?
Yeah.
SF?
Yeah, it's a
whatever.
Ship. Okay. Yeah, it's a big piece of shit. No, I'm kidding. Ship. So this is actually one of the most haunted ships in fact it's actually the most haunted ship in the world, and it is a cousin to the Titanic. So it's made by the same people who built Titanic, but it was like after
I like to picture after the Titanic happened. No, sorry, I cut you off. Sorry. This is the same guy who built the ship, and then this is after the Titanic, like, sunk. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but it's not by the same guy. It's by the same company that made the
company.
Titanic.
Company, yeah. Okay.
So.
Okay, I just like the picture. I just want to say, I like the picture. It's the same guy. And like, they were like, after the whole Titanic shit, they were like, you know what? We'll put you back. We'll give you one more chance. Make sure this one doesn't sink.
You know the story of the Titanic, right? So Titanic has two other sisters. Because they were
Queen
all
Mary
built...
and what else?
It's not Queen Mary. It's Titanic.
Is it something else?
Titanic, Olympic, and Britannic.
Ooh.
So those are the... Those
I
are
know,
the...
I know. I think I've heard Olympic. But I don't think I've heard of the Britannic one.
Yeah. So Britannic is the, I wouldn't say the ugly sister, but it's like the less popular
ugly
one.
Ugly sister. Bastos.
So Titanic was the most famous one. And then Olympic was the one that survived. And Britannic is the unpopular one. It's kind of like the Jonas Brothers. So Titanic is Joe Jonas. Olympic is like Nick Jonas. And then Britannic is Kevin Jonas. So, what happened was the Titanic sank, right, on her maiden voyage. Mm. And then the Britannic survived, but she actually sank in World War II, I would like to say.
Three.
I think it's World War II because they got hit by something, probably a submarine missile. And then, like...
Probably.
And then... It sunk. And then Olympic is the only one that survived. But, like, I'm not sure where Olympic is right now. I think Olympic is in the shipyard somewhere.
Retired.
Yeah, retired. Definitely retired. Of course.
Can you imagine if it's not? Would you like to ride on it?
No, I would be scared. Unless it's, like, updated. But, like, it still has the same vibes. But, you know, it doesn't... It's meh. It's man now. So
I'm like trying to picture how do you update the ship? Like I install
kind of. It's like a computer. So like the ship's
click the install button.
The ship is like a shell. Thus you can add like new parts inside.
No, I think like I think they should like retire the outer part. Okay, I'm pretty sure that's like really bad.
That could also be really bad.
For sure.
But yeah, so I don't know where Olympic is right now, but it's somewhere. But we're talking about the Queen Mary. So the Queen Mary is
cousin.
Yeah. The cousin because she was built after the Titanic and Britannic. So everyone was kind of just like, ooh, I'm scared. Should we really do this? But like the Queen Mary is state of the art. It's just not as big as, I'm not sure. It's not as big as the Titanic maybe, but like I'm scared like maybe what happened with the Titanic and Britannic. But yeah, like during that time, it was state of the art. Like everything it had, everything was new. Everything was up to par. There was a standard that they met because during this time, it was the height of the ships, you know, as a traveling agent, like a means of traveling the world. So there's going to be like state of the art stuff. There's going to be standards that people meet, and Queen Mary met it from 1938 till 1952. This was a long time. This is like what two decades? It was considered as the fastest ship, the fastest transatlantic ship in that time.
Bonga.
Yeah. So
they were like, you know what? Let's just do speed.
Yeah, let's just do speed. So and we all know what happened like around the 1950s. The 1950s was when World War II happened. And so because it's like a fast ship, they were like, okay, we should put this in the, you know, we should put this in the military because people can't travel around the world. It's going to be dangerous. You know, we might get hit by submarines and stuff. So you are going to transport soldiers to help fight in the war. Because it got transformed into a military transport ship, everything changed. You might think that, oh, Queen Mary is so luxurious. No, during this time, it was hell. So,
why? Explain.
During this time, while the Queen Mary was serving in the war, 47 people died. So, according to...
In the ship?
Yeah, 47 people died in the ship. So, one died because they were crushed by a door. And then another accidentally drank, like, cleaning fluid. And then, like, everything else was, like, you know, like... when you drink cleaning fluid, you know, it's bad for your body. So it killed him.
Yeah.
So that's like what? The 45 people apparently died of natural causes. This was, however, the deaths that were reported. These were only the reported deaths.
So there's some that's not reported.
So according to what people were saying, there were hundreds of people who died on the ship. Britain actually put a lot of pride and joy into the ship because it was like, what, a fast ship, and it was big. And it's true, like the reputation for the Queen Mary is like it is it's big, it's fast.
It's fast.
And so it's a really good ship for like transporting
people.
Like, yeah, people. So it was so good that Hitler was rumored to have offered $250,000 to any person who could sink, to any captain, submarine captain who could sink the ship.
Okay.
Just because of its reputation. They tried to like defeat it, but it didn't. It survived. During this time of the war, they also like transformed a lot of her exterior interior. So a lot of the amenities were removed to create more space. So like the pool, like probably the bars, like they removed those just to make room for more space. And because you know how in the Titanic they had like bright red, was it bright red? It was like bright smokestacks. Because you know how the Titanic has four, and then like this one, like the Queen Mary has three. So, it's really like it's probably like I imagine like it's like red or probably white, but the bright color.
I mean, I'm thinking that it's white.
They painted that navy gray to you know, blend in with the sea, and the golden pole. The golden portholes, which are like the little windows on the side of the ship, were painted black. And it was because of this that they changed the nickname of the Queen Mary to the Grey Ghost.
Ooh. Okay.
So, you know, even though like it looks like a ghost, it feels like hell. So people who were on the ship lived like they were suffering, like a bunch of staff like went crazy. It's very sardine. The ship can accommodate like 2,000 people, and then they tried to fit in 15,000 soldiers.
Dang.
So people went crazy. in the ship. People also died because of heat and like living in a cramped space.
Mm-mm.
Now, one instance, one horrific instance, this was probably like the most shocking news that happened with the Queen Mary. On October 1942, the ship collided with HMS Curacao. Curacao was a ship that escorted the Queen Mary to places, and when a ship escorts another ship, they have to like do like a zigzag pattern or whatever. They have to like just move so that submarine missiles don't hit ships.
Mm-mm.
And one time, maybe the Queen Mary was just moving too fast, but Mm-mm. the Queen Mary actually accidentally hit Curacao and it split the ship in half. So it split Curacao in half. Now, of course, for there to be a moving ship, you have to have like crew inside the ship.
Yeah, of course.
So, there were now 329 people on board on a sinking ship, and they all like were hoping that the Queen Mary would save them, but actually they didn't. The ship didn't stop to save Curacao because it would compromise the 15 soldiers on. You know, they have a tight schedule. They have to meet. Uh-oh. They have to be there on time. And so 329 people died as a result.
That's just sad.
Right? And this information was not released until 3 years after the war. So, by this time, the Queen Mary was restored to its former self. You know, like, all the pool, the bar, like, they're all put back. But now, it's tainted because everybody knew what happened with the Queen Mary. And soon, like, everybody thought that this place is haunted now. So, they're like, oh, this, we have a haunted ship here. Even though... It is like they tried to bring it back as a transportation ship. Mm-mm. People were kind of like, "Oh, this is a haunted ship."
They don't want to get on it.
It's kind of like it's not that they don't want to get on it. It's more of like, "Oh, this this isn't as glorious and fancy as before because we know a lot of people died here, and this ship caused a lot of death." The ship is actually. The ship is reported to have 100+ ghost besties living on the ship.
Ghost besties. I like how to picture the ghost like, besties.
Yeah. Ghost besties. And one of the most infamous ones is the spirit in stateroom B340. Some instances that happened here is that one woman said that she was awoken from her slumber when the bed covers were ripped off of her in the middle of the night. When she opened her eyes, she saw a man at the end of the bed. So we can assume that the spirit is a man. And then there are many complaints of people who like stay in that room where faucets just turned on by themselves. And then the room just received so many complaints that it was closed. It was like they closed it to the public for 30 years. Like, nobody was allowed in there. Yeah, it's that bad. And actually, in 2018, they reopened the area and made it as a haunted attraction, you know, so people can visit there.
And they were like, you know what? We can't do anything with this reputation. We might as well, like, lean onto it.
We might as well turn it into something, you know. Like profitable. The ghosties, you know, if you're this is your rent, you gotta scare everybody.
Rent.
So, judging from me saying that it reopened in 2018, the ship is still alive. So, what happened to the ship? Yeah, what happened to the ship? So, The ship actually has a lot more places in it that are haunted, and because of that, it's earned the title as the most haunted ship in the world, as I say earlier. Now, what happened to the ship is, sadly, during the 1960s, which is like around like what, a few years after the World War II.
Yeah, roughly.
Commercial flight became a thing, and it became the most preferred way to travel around the world. With something new coming in, the old things gotta go, and I guess it was time for the ships to go. So nobody would take the ship anymore because flying was just so more convenient. Yeah, and like travel time was shorter compared to like the Queen Mary from England to New York, which took them 4 days. So would you rather like what, get there in like 4 hours or get there in like 4 days? They're about 4 hours. So that's why people stop going on the ship. So the ship, even if ships were like still a thing during this time, which they were, it couldn't compete with the modern cruise ships because the amenities and the technology was just old. Like, it was from 1930s, and then now it's the 1960s. It's like 3 decades worth of technological advancement. Yeah.
They need to like catch up to and so on.
The Queen Mary was eventually sold to the city of Long Beach, where she became a tourist attraction and a hotel for everyone. So that's why in 2018 it was reopened as a, you know, as a tourist attraction. And like everything else is like it's a hotel as well, so you can actually stay there if you go to Long Beach. And one day I would like to stay there. I would like to experience the Queen Mary. Like, I just want to stay in any room and then go ghost hunting and then see like if there are any spooky happenings there.
I like to picture if you do that. Yeah, let's go there. But I like to picture if we do that though. Like, okay, let's go. It's like almost 3 a.m. We're gonna go outside. We're gonna walk around the ship. And then, like, there's that one guy that's, like, assigned to just stand there. And then my
scare everybody.
Just to scare everyone. He's just there. That's his entire, like, to, like, make the ship more, go, like, oh my god, it's scary.
I'm scared. According to people who've stayed in the Queen Mary, the Queen Mary still looks like the Queen Mary to this day. Like, it's being pretty well kept. I guess because it's a hotel slash haunted tourist attraction. So it's pretty well kept. It's not in the sea anymore, I think. Or maybe it is.
Part of me feels like it's just docked somewhere. That's just it.
Yeah, it's for sure it's docked somewhere. It doesn't like move around anymore. And there are a few changes to the ship, but it's not noticeable. So they tried their best to keep it the way it was. And I guess that's the appeal in dealing with this type of thing. Yeah, that's my story. Any thoughts? I feel like you've said all your thoughts already as I spoke.
I was. Yeah. Okay. I have no more thoughts.
All right. Good. No more thoughts. Because it's now your turn. Yeah, yes. No more thoughts. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Wrong theme song. I accidentally played, you know, I'm just so sorry. I accidentally played Adam's theme
sure?
song.
Are you sure? You just miss Adam, babe. You just miss
Adam. I'm so sorry.
You want to replace me with Adam.
Here we go. It's your turn.
Something for your ear hole, a tale to scare. This one talks about a murder, that one wails about a ghost, and will Nina read them? Yes, indeed. Now something for your ear holes, a tale to scare. Searching here and there and everywhere, crying stories, Nina, please, can't you read them? Oh, yes, she
does. It's does. Not do. Does.
Hi. Thanks. So my story. Can you not hear me, ba? I'm like I'm starting, relax.
Yeah. I can hear you. I just was like, just go.
Since we're talking about like wars and stuff, timing. Na the place I wanted to talk about is called Fort Mifflin, MIFFLIN. Mifflin. Am I saying that right? So Fort Mifflin is basically this area in Philadelphia. It's not the best known historical site in America, but it's known as the fort that saved America. Basically, like spanning centuries of active roles as like in revolutionary and civil wars. Na like for hundreds of years, they were able to like help out on soldiers. They were able to fend off attacks on British warships. They were able to delay in resupplying of like British troops, and this also gives General George Washington back then and his troops time to escape for Valley Forge. So there's a lot of like historical like linkage to the area or the place. So when a place is very connected, especially with wars, you're going to like bet that there's going to be like ghost soldiers and stuff. 100% there's going to be ghost soldiers and stuff. So I'm just gonna like list, because there's so many, I'm gonna list down like a few or like hauntings that like that's been happening and mm-hmm. like what is like one of the most the infamous na haunting. So one of them is a screaming ghost of a woman called Elizabeth
A screaming ghost?
Yes.
Whoa. Did you know that speaking of streaming, I would love to collaborate with this ghost because, yeah, like, ghost, you know, I also stream on Twitch. Twitch.tv/TheAndrewTalks.
Will be joining your stream screaming at you while you play your game.
Screaming at, why? You're so stupid. What is this? You missed.
Skill issue. So.
Get good.
Elizabeth's ghost could be heard screaming in an officer's headquarters. There's also mm-hmm. A blacksmith called Jacob who likes to fiddle with the doors in like the blacksmith's workshop. There's also a tour guide at Power Magazine, a lamplighter at a soldier's barracks, and a little girl named Amanda in the artillery shed. And then last is going to be a sickly man named Edward in the hospital. So these are like the ghosts you can find around in the area. Do you want to see the picture ng fort? I have photos.
Damn.
I have photos. Sa chat, no? Farts na
sure,
chat.
Send them over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you can send it. You can. So this is yeah, like you can pee it. Yeah, farts chat. There you go.
There's like in the website that I'm on, like they have a lot of like photos and like mga sightings. I'm not gonna read everything.
That's what it looks like.
The areas looks like, and then this is like old na beds, nila.
Okay, let me just explain to the people listening on the podcast what it looks like. So Nina's sending me like a bunch of photos. There's one photo here where it's like black and white. You know, it's like from a really old time. Because like this, the corners are ripped and like some of them are burnt already, and it's is it brick? Is it stone brick? It looks like stone brick to me.
No, it's like there's with, like photos in the zoomed. Now like it's bricks and then there's like stones. There's wood. This is like I think entrance nila and a stone brick. This is outside. It's a very
it looks like a portable. Wait, yeah. Allow me to explain first.
That's why they should join the Discord server. We're looking at. So a Discord server.
Yeah, exactly. So there are like a bunch of like soldiers like hanging around.
That's a very fort.
It looks like a normal fort. There's another photo where it's like at night. It's a two-story place, and there are like it's just. I feel like this is now a hotel or something because it looks like
I think people would stay in these rooms. Would be able to. I'm not 100% sure because some of the photos are like a little old, and then this could and then, also be like parang barracks or something like that. Na ano? There's also. Which one?
There is one like scary photo though. It feels like a barracks. It's like a arched this one type looks like, of place.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a barracks. And there's like a bunch of like wooden beds, two bunk beds, like lined up, and then like just the light. It feels very scary. It feels dark and damp. And then she sent me.
Yeah, I think this is where like soldiers would like hang. Like, this is where they sleep, especially if like new recruits. That's what it gives me.
And then there's one here where it's like the whole place itself. Wow, the walls are like zigzaggy. Mm-hmm. And then.
Yeah, it gives you that star look. Mm-hmm. Na, yeah. Ano.
There's also one here that's like just the entrance. The entrance.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
So, it looks pretty nice. So one of the stories na very famous is this ghost in Fort Mifflin called the Faceless Man. So there, if you would visit Fort Mifflin, because it seems like you could like for like tourists and stuff, visitors would spot his ghost roaming through the property. He's wearing a Civil War attire. And then there are people believe that like he's a ghost of a guy named William H. Howell,
mm-hmm.
where he was executed at the fort during Civil War. So they claim that like he's evil. He stalks people in the fort and ruins for vengeance. So there is like a true story with regards to Mr. Howell, na according to some documents, he's a German farmer
mm-hmm.
who joined the Union Army. He's a really good marksman. He died though through a disease, there's a disease that would eventually become the number one killer of like Civil War soldiers, where people would have bloody na diarrhea. Some would die from dehydration. So yun he was able to recover from it after like being 2 months in bed. So basically what would happen is that there were newspapers and then community that attended, and there was an execution because he was arrested and imprisoned.
Oh damn.
So that's what happened. He did try to like write a letter kay Abraham Lincoln back then. For like help, not like, hey, so I'm being sentenced.
I'm here. Are you gonna come send help me?
No,
like,
come get me.
Like, bruh,
give mercy. So yun.
But he didn't.
So
did he?
No, he did. He was. He what? He. It doesn't say, but like apparently, he made a statement now. Sa crowd. There's a photo. Na ano na, I think this is a photo ng. I'll send you the photo. I'll like you explain to me what you see, because it's very like it looks like it's a sea, but
I feel like it's
unclear on photo.
I think that this is like the a cross section of the fort, but like from afar, and it feels more like a drawing
from a very far
rather
angle.
Than a photo itself.
So he did say though to the people before he got executed, I never sought the life of the man I killed. I never wished it. I feel God will pardon me for taking it as I did. I know my fellow soldiers and officers in the army never blamed my leaving, as I was invalid and had no hospital to go to in my regiment. Because again, there were some apparently. He shot some guy, mm-hmm. pero like he shot like two. He did two shots, pero he killed the guy.
Yeah.
So yun. That's why he got executed. So yeah, you would see him roaming around Dao, like wala siya face. So that's Fort Milfin for you. We should cry like visiting though. Like should, it looks
we
nice.
We should cry there. We should. I thought that's what you were gonna say.
We should cry.
Yeah, just go there and cry. We
should try to go. Like oh my god, this.
Oh my god, so nice. I'm crying. I can't.
But yeah.
Wow! Thank you so much for your story.
Oh, that's nice.
I love places that are haunted, and also like have a historic history to it.
Historical.
Yeah. I don't think that all historical places should be haunted, but I enjoy the fact that a lot of haunted places are historical. So, yeah. I guess that is it for us today. Nins, what stuck with you?
Yes. Again, everywhere you go is haunted. May it be a ship, the sea.
Yeah, it might be a ship. Your next
door neighbor's place could be haunted.
Yeah, just be careful. Yeah, your next shit.
No, shit could be.
Your next shit could be haunted.
Could be haunted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You never know. How about you? What do you get from this conversation?
Well, for me, I love, I'm hoping to meet a soldier that's a ghost, but like the soldier's hot, like a hot soldier ghost. I'm excited to like meet one.
Okay. I mean, noted, I guess. We'll try to like
Tell the ghost, the hot ghosties, like the... You know, like singles in your area, hot ghosties in your area, parang ganun. Okay. That is it for us this episode. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Frightening Alarming Real Life Tale Show. You can follow Ninya on all her socials at Nin C. Fernandez. That's NINCFERNANDEZ. I'm at The Andrew Tops on everything, and the show's Facebook and Twitter is at Farts Pod. Now, we've got a Discord server and a Facebook group where we post anything that is related to horror and stuff, and if you would like to talk about your scary experiences, feel free. I also stream most nights on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheAndrewTops. You guys, thank you so much for coming to the stream. If you've got a scary story you'd like to share, you can email fartspod@gmail.com or message us on Twitter or on Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Boing.